took me a minute to get on the Wi-Fi there, but I'm gonna call bullshit.
No, go ahead.
If you do,
there will be a problem. And with that, we say good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tuesdays at Get Thoughts. We got quite the crowd. We got Matt. We got Ron the Waiter. We got Scott Watson in the corner. We got Michael Bergen Jr. We got Littlefoot's going to be here in a minute or two. We're drinking beers. We haven't seen each other in about 2 weeks. So cheers to the Spanish King. It's been way too long. Someone give us a mic check, by the way. We're in the basement in a different location of the basement, right? What part of the basement is this there, Matt?
Mid-basement area.
Mid-basement area. Yeah. Okay. You got a lot of looks in this
approximately.
Place.
Is that the technical term? Central B is what we call it.
Central B. All right.
We're middle Earth.
All right. Someone's going to have to strangle Mike Berger Jr. He brought his sound machine today.
His birdcage.
He brought his birds, right. What's up, Bob? Good to see you. Let's say hi to a few people. We got Craig Fulgrim, Jennifer Ferris. She's a fan favorite, the Jennifer Ferris. Mm-hmm. Kurt, hey, GH, how are you? We're good, man. We haven't seen each other in a couple weeks because I decided
to. What have you been doing?
I got the hell out of New York City. My kids had off for 2 weeks, so we did a staycation. Staycation.
You left for a staycation.
Staycations are lame.
That's where you live.
Well, all right.
If you stayed here, it'd be different.
If you have a beach house.
Yeah, but it's still winter at the beach there, Ron the Waiter.
Springtime.
So I was trying to – this is not spring. The stupid winter came back out of nowhere. It's been raining all day.
Yeah, we got a snowstorm coming.
We do have a snowstorm?
Thursday.
Really?
For the city?
Bart's going to hit north. Possibly.
Oh, it's going to be north of the city? All right. But, no, I did a staycation at the beach. You know, the first day was glorious. It was 70 degrees. And the rest of the time, it was like in the high 20s. Yeah. My kids are looking at me like, what the fuck, Dad? Let's go away like everybody else. So that's where I've been. Hey there, boys. How goes it? Let's rock. We got John Quartz down there in Philly. We got Darren Albertson. Oh, do we have packages?
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right. We might have to
get to it.
We'll get to some packages. We like to do some unboxings on the show. Tommy Festa. Cheers, boys. Too long. Sound is great. Thank you, Tommy Festa. Tommy's coming down with a food truck.
Tommy!
Bring it.
I'm
hungry.
I'm forcing him to come down with a food truck, and I think he's gonna make some pizza pie for us.
All
pizza pie. Right.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
How was your Easter, Matt?
My Easter?
Yeah, how was it?
Good. It was good. How was yours?
Mine was it was good.
Yeah, well.
It was stupid Easter.
You know,
hide eggs. You go to church and stuff?
No, we don't go to church, Ron.
Exactly. I don't know.
Not exactly.
No, man. Half the holidays I celebrate, I take the religious part out. We celebrate Santa Claus and we celebrate the Easter bunny.
Zombie Jesus.
And my And my son let my wife know. He's like, yo, I just want to let you know, I haven't believed in Santa Claus since I was 8 years old.
Boom.
That's a lie. That's a lie. What's up, Waver? How are you, brother? Craig Fulgrim? Is that a meth lab? Oh, my God. I got the hiccups already.
So many ideas on this show.
Not a bad idea. This is actually the illegal poker room.
This is the prequel to Breaking Bad.
This is the illegal poker room that Matt has in the basement at Get Thoughts. But
illegal.
Right next to the murder room. You got to know. You got to know the code. You got to know the knock, and then Matt lets you down here, and
you got to knock real hard, real fast. We know you want the meth.
And there's some good poker games going on down here, right? Right, Matt.
Yep, big old poker games.
Poker.
All right. Yeah, but no, we don't go to church for. Who goes to church on Easter? That's stupid.
Okay, but. Do you do a traditional ham with the pineapple ring?
No!
Really? I thought everyone did.
Ham is stupid.
We did ham.
See? All right.
Yeah.
Get out!
Wait, who made it?
Oh, you own the place.
No, my cousin's wife. Oh. It was good.
It wasn't good. You had to make believe it was good.
What were you had like a big glazed ham with the pineapple?
No, it was a pineapple. No, it was a pineapple.
What was it? Mango?
Pineapple on pizza.
No, what was with your ham?
Like, what traditional side?
Ham? Just a boiled ham?
Scalloped potatoes, asparagus.
All right.
No macaroni and cheese.
All right, scalloped potatoes with a ham, sure. Okay.
That was good MRE.
Yeah.
Scalloped potatoes with ham.
And then what for dessert? You have peeps?
We did peep jousting.
Hey,
yeah, have you ever done peep jousting?
In the microwave.
In the microwave. My peep won.
I just learned about the peep jousting.
You posted that video.
I didn't post that. Oh, yeah, I did post
it. You did.
But they weren't jousting.
They were just peeping around.
No, it looked like Ghostbusters.
I just put peeps in a microwave. And then somebody,
the only good peeps are dead peeps. So.
Well, I ate 10 of them. I had
10 peeps?
Oh, yeah. I went all in.
Michael Berger Jr.
Dude, did you, like, lose a toe?
I got
a lot of sugar.
Two of my toes are a little numb.
A little numb.
Which one?
A little numb.
You point at them. But I'll tell you right now,
they're grayish.
Peeps, they should be selling peeps all year long. Just get rid of the Easter theme.
Would you rather have a peep or a candy corn from Halloween?
What?
Candy corn from Halloween?
Oh, you're so Jewish. You're so Jewish. What? Candy corn over peeps?
I think candy corn wins.
Peeps.
You think candy corn?
Yeah. You think candy corn is better than a peep?
100%.
I think my sister's the only person in America that loves candy corn.
Candy corn's delicious.
No.
Crap to poop, man.
No one likes candy corn.
So you have different colored peeps, and like is a different color.
Ron, we don't see color.
I'm in danger.
I am.
I'm in danger.
I don't know any stuff.
I went traditional yellow peeps.
Yeah.
And then there's a new flavor for my household.
Called Asian now.
Oh yeah, and we went Asian. Wow. He can say that. He can say that.
He's got one Asian.
Yellow. He went yellow, but he could say that he's married to an Asian woman. I'm not allowed to say it, Ron. You're not allowed to say it, but he could say it.
Honorary.
honorary. Right. No, we discovered the Dr. Pepper peeps. Someone go to CVS right now. They got some left. I guarantee it's unbelievable.
And what's the color on that? Red?
Why are you so concerned with color?
Because
it's the color of like a Dr. Pepper, whatever color is, almost like soda.
Like soda color.
Yeah, like soda color. What's up, Gail? How are you, Andy Vollen?
We
got Philip Spocks. We got Sarah up there in Buffalo. So yeah, but I mean,
you got snow.
Snow and the eclipse.
Yes, and the eclipse.
Oh, is the eclipse going to be
one day?
Is it going to be washed out by a snowstorm for us?
No, partly cloudy.
Supposedly, we got to go to Rochester.
Apparently, Buffalo is like the prime location.
Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York is the prime location.
And Plattsburgh, and then Northern Vermont.
And then let's go Rochester. Let's name all the cities where the eclipse is going to be the best.
And how many people are going to go blind?
Why? No one goes blind.
Put some money down on
that.
That's
what they tell you.
I looked at that crap. Me and Trump, where is it? Remember Trump?
Yes, he was on the White House on the balcony looking at it. He came out to look at it. What an idiot.
Well, he is our Lord and Savior, so, you know, he could do that. The Lord and Savior can look at the eclipse and nothing's going to happen to him, right? That's what I think.
All the time.
But, yeah, Easter was not eventful. We had to go to my niece's house. So we had to do Easter within an hour and a half, pack up, and run to the Green Lawn area for a party. Yes.
Cool.
It was cool. And I'm not complaining.
You mean an Easter party?
Well, like a...
Not party. Party.
Party. Yes, it was an Easter party. Littlefoot, get in here, brother. Got Littlefoot as well. Can't wait for No Holds Barred. What's up, Da Vinci? How are you? Tommy Festa. Hope he's been seal wrangling. And Matt looks like he's been doing pornos.
you hear them ping pongs bouncing around?
You got the porno look, bro.
Yeah. Well,
congrats.
Somebody noticed.
Yeah. Can I try your glasses on? I want to see if I could.
You got the dirt
glasses?
Yeah, but
they're real, though.
I don't care.
Real, though.
I just want to see if I can look good in them.
Nope.
Yeah, I look good in them.
It's like a helicopter pilot.
To me, you just look like a fuzz.
All right. There you go. There's your.
Were they a little greasy and sweaty?
Yeah. Here, give me.
No. I like
it. Sure?
Yeah.
I'll wipe them off for you.
It's got a stank on it.
Got a little stag. What's up, Littlefoot? How are you, brother?
I'm well. How are you, fellas? Good to see you.
Hey, Littlefoot.
Hey.
How was your Easter?
Cheers. Happy Easter.
To incest.
Whoa, what happened there?
I don't know what that means, but.
How was your Easter? Was it good?
Yes. I don't eat Peeps. I don't eat candy corn. I'm chocolate.
But which one?
If you Cadbury?
Neither one. They're both horrible.
Cadbury eggs are awesome.
Yes, Cadbury eggs are great.
I got a Reese's extra crunchy
bar.
That's
good.
That, I'm
try these that extra crunchy Reese's.
Yeah, I'll try those on.
Let me see.
That's pretty corny.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Can you guys hear the sound machine?
Yeah, sure you can.
I hope. I hope you can. I hope you can hear.
Today's show is brought to you by Copyright Violations Aplenty. So,
oh yeah,
we need those super chats to offset those fees.
Yeah, we're gonna get some copyright violations. So, by the way, good news. Today is $100 Tuesday. So, cheers.
Cheers.
Throw your hundreds at us. Thank you very much.
Cino.
Cino, it's Cino Tuesday.
Cheers, buddy.
Wait. So you don't do Peeps. You don't do candy corn. I love you for that because candy corn, I don't even know why you're that's going to bother me all day. Candy corn is literally one of the worst candies you could possibly get
half a year
all year long.
Season away. So
it's both pure sugar.
Candy corn.
And there are much better ways. If you really want to ingest pure sugar, there are a thousand better ways to do it.
Right.
You remember those straws?
You cut them up with those. Pixie sticks.
Oh, Pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks.
Goes right up in your nose. Awesome.
They call them fun dips now.
It's two different things.
That's yeah. It is.
Well, I think it's the same sugar, though. It's just a different way to do
different,
it.
Different delivery method.
A little different delivery.
On a
delivery.
Sugar stick and a licky sugar stick.
Yeah.
And you know what's even cheaper but gives you the best rush?
Right.
Is Jell-O without, you know, the Jell-O pack without making it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I've
when
done
I
that
coached
before.
Swimming that's... years and years and
oh
years
my.
Ago.
Oh, my.
So tight.
Really boring.
Jennifer Furr says, Scott standing behind you like he's security. Yeah, well, Scott.
Well.
Yeah.
He knew that was coming, so he took off looking for beer.
Yeah, he went looking for beer. So, wait, so what chocolate do you do for Easter?
Cadbury, Reese's, and Zelding, something out of Philadelphia.
One of yours, probably.
Zeldings or something. Zeldins. It's out of Philadelphia.
Zeldins chocolate coins?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So snooty about that.
What?
You know, a little more German, less
You eat the,
less Yiddish.
I know what he's talking about. You eat the stupid wrapped coins.
It's called gelt.
They stink,
delicious.
Too. No, there's too much work involved. That's why they stink. Sorry.
And the more value the coin, the better it tastes.
And by
I don't know about that.
By the way, I got you beat. I got the best chocolate of this holiday season.
Tell us more.
Well, I got a brother-in-law that might like his mushrooms.
Oh,
oh, there you go, yeah.
So, well, I might have got my first, what was that?
So you did have a religious
Polish
experience
taco.
On Easter.
Huh? Polish taco, also not a porn.
What is a Polish taco?
So pierogi taco.
Here, show the camera, show the camera.
Stuffed with sauerkraut.
What the heck else is in there? I can't read it.
Sauerkraut, bacon.
Sauerkraut, bacon, go ahead. Look at that. Oh, that looks like onions. That looks good, man.
Kielbasa.
Yeah, onions. Okay.
Kielbasa.
All right. Kielbasa, so that's onions. What you had for Easter?
Kielbasa, but you gotta have the sauerkraut. You have to have the sauerkraut.
And you also need a Beano.
And you need the good brown mustard, right? You go brown mustard, right?
Spicy brown.
That's what that was. Oh, look. here's what he puts on his kielbasa, by the way. This is what Scott puts on his kielbasa. The spicy brown. Yeah.
We don't like spicy brown in Boston.
No, my brother.
Jesus, you're so racist.
My brother gave me my first.
Mushroom chocolate bar.
He gave me my first microdose mushroom.
Did you eat it or are you?
I'm too scared to eat it, man.
I'll eat it
scared.
For you.
And then, there's a whole chart: one square,
correct.
Two square.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're supposed to eat half of it and then wait 20 minutes and say, "This ain't doing shit."
Oh yeah,
eat
okay.
The other half.
All right.
I had two squares and I tripped for 2 hours. I was like, I wanted it to end, and it wouldn't. Like
right.
I had two. It was a Willy Wonka.
You gotta go hero or go home.
All right. How about next Tuesday?
See you next Tuesday.
We'll do it next Tuesday.
Call your brother. Bring some more.
You want me to bring a bar?
A
ba?
A Willy Wonka mushroom ba?
Willy Wonka.
It's $60.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Man, you don't say it's $60. You just bring it. But everyone brings stuff. Scott brought stuff. Mike Bergen brought his.
No, because I thought we would pitch in.
No, we what? Ain't pitching in.
Am I made out of
you
money?
You really are Jewish.
You are Jewish. He wants us to pay for our bar.
You're a famous comedian.
He eats candy corns. He unpeels the stupid chocolate coin crap.
I guess I'm just the hot guy. Huh?
You're just the hot. What? Wait, what?
So what else did you do over the last couple of weeks?
Wait, aren't other people supposed to say you're hot, not you?
No, I'm supposed to stop it there.
Oh, all right.
And then you edit it in, and then everybody laughs and says he's right.
Oh, we'll just laugh and laugh. Look at this, Ron. I love Ron.
Whoa.
Who?
That's from Ron.
Jack Black.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Take what you can get, Ron. All right.
Aaron's right.
Ron is the Jewish P. Diddy.
Dude, it's been a while. Well, I wish. No, I don't mean that. But it's just like,
you wish
it's been a while, like, since the pandemic.
Wait, you wish you hung out with P. Diddy?
No, like.
Did you hear the audio that was released where he was doing a little something-something with that other rapper from Philly?
No.
Oh. Was he P. Diddling? Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Really?
That's all. Yeah.
Let's hear it. Bring it up, dude.
You can't. Don't bring that up.
There's also pictures of, like, him and Justin Bieber shirtless with Bieber 16 years
Bieber's
old.
Bieber's definitely a power bottom.
Nah.
That was good.
He's getting good. This guy's getting good.
It was a 4-second lag time. How'd you do that?
I like that. By the way, it's $100 Tuesday. Good news for you. So you
fried
know,
chicken.
Fried chicken fun.
Oh, man, I'm hungry already.
We are hungry.
Angry.
I'm hungry.
We get $200. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take one of these people to get fried chicken. What?
I did drop a load on a tranny.
What is this, like Hunger Games?
Wait, you dropped a load on a tranny?
Yeah, man, what a pain. So I need
it's a mechanic.
Was his original name Bruce?
Oh, is that offensive? We have to call him transmissions now.
Well, you might want to, like,
where's the rim shot on this?
You might want to, like, let the people know
fine,
what you were talking about.
Fine, no, but it's
a transmission.
I had to spend a lot of money, and so maybe
you have to go to Amsterdam.
Chicken. You want us to get money for your for your tranny?
It's a little too, not for my tranny. Replacement fund.
The replacement
fund. You want a Gomi fund?
Go fund. I don't want to go you for sure anytime.
Matt, so your Easter was good?
Yes. Happy oyster. Yeah, it was good. It was good. You know, family and
all right.
Chocolate.
And stupid ham.
Oysters.
You got
ham's all right.
You gotta blow off.
No, just this ham was a little sugary.
Ah, brown sugar.
Yeah.
You had a brown sugar glaze, didn't you?
Sugary meat.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it was a nice offer.
It's the sweet and the savory combined.
Ron, you don't get, like, sweet and salt at the same time? It's the greatest thing on earth.
There's a balance that needs to be achieved.
I'm just used to getting salt, pastrami and corned beef. There's no sweetness.
It's the greatest thing on earth when you mix the two, the salt and the sweets.
Sweet and sour?
That's different.
That's a little different.
That would be sweet and sour.
Right.
We're talking sweet and salty.
Yes.
I got to bring some. I got from God.
Oh, they're saying you look like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, that's so nice. He was really handsome in that.
With the glasses and the hat and the shirt.
No, I get the Vietnam era. Like he flies low under the radar, bringing things back from the Pacific Rim.
Yeah. What's it called? Right. It looks like you did
Pacific Rim. I've been there.
You went to the Pacific Rim.
I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh, all right. Dropping loads on trannies, and you've been to the Pacific Rim.
But it looks like
cheers, man. Spain. Cheers to Spain.
Cheers to Spain. I guess that was it for Easter. This was supposed to be our big post-Easter live stream.
What do you do,
Ron?
Let me tell you something.
Ron was supposed to wear the bunny outfit.
Yeah, why didn't you wear the bunny outfit?
Let me tell you something.
At least the whoopee cushion.
I'm not a big fan of Easter. Like, I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, it's kind of your fault.
From Issa, and this is a...
You're the reason we get to eat peeps.
And by the way, you're welcome, everybody. I mean, if you know what I mean?
If you want to think about the religious angle, but we don't.
You know, if we can get to him. Anyways,
But he came back. You know that's the whole point.
Did he?
Yeah,
he's still coming back.
Oh. Yeah, are you still waiting for him?
Yeah, waiting.
No,
you're waiting.
You're waiting.
I'm in danger.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that looks like Peter Dinklage.
No.
Okay. So, hold you, on.
Nice.
Yeah, we got a weird camera that makes
you always wanted to dress up like a midget. So,
can't say that word.
Littlefoot.
Little people.
What? You mentioned.
You got to be Littlefoot when you said midget.
Well, ask Robert. Is that okay? Or you want to be called little person?
Vertically challenged.
Littlefoot's less of a mouthful than vertically challenged.
Story of your life.
I'm a big fan of the roll-offs. Cheers to the roll-offs.
So you mentioned Cadbury chocolate eggs, right?
Little people, big world.
Yeah.
Little people, big world.
Yeah.
So this is my horror.
Amy and Matt.
Cheers to them.
Thank you.
Matt sounds cute.
That's all right. He's 4 foot tall. Go ahead there.
So here's Ron. And this is a true story.
Uh-huh.
I'm living in West Hartford, Connecticut. I'm in kindergarten. So what's that, 5 years old? I don't know.
Sure.
I'm a young.
Oh, I thought you meant 5 years ago.
And
they get started late in Boston.
You know, shocker. I'm Jewish. I don't celebrate Easter, but at that age, I know that.
Boring.
Yeah. Check, please. At that age, just from being a kindergarten, I know eggs are like, there's an Easter egg hunt, and you paint the eggs because we did it in the class. And the eggs are candy and chocolate.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with anything religious.
I know, but this, is my, but this is my Easter story. My next door neighbor is Karen Carpenter.
Oh, now
like
there's
Karen
a
Karen Carpenter. Candy. Like, I'm on top of the world looking.
It's not actually Karen Carpenter.
What do you mean, that song?
No, she didn't actually live next to you. She was just a thin person. Is that what you're saying?
Karen Carpenter.
The Karen Carpenter.
They were our next door neighbors in West Hartford, Connecticut before they moved out to California. 100%. The Karen Carpenter were our next door neighbors in West Hartford. We shared a common backyard. This is the truth. I know she died of anorexia. My father's 5'5", 400 pounds. It's probably a fucking connection.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I so want to fact check.
Wait a minute.
Please
wait,
do it.
Wait, I got to slow down. So your neighbor was Karen Carpenter, who died. I think she was like 50 pounds when she died.
She died of anorexia.
And your dad was
My father's 5'5", 400 pounds.
5'5", 400 pounds.
The Carpenters were our next door neighbors.
So he obviously
West Hartford. I mean,
so she didn't have anorexia. Your dad just stole everyone's food in the neighborhood.
So
no, all right.
Google where she's from. I'm telling you, she went next door neighbor.
Oh, I forgot. We're in the.
Do you have that
layer.
No Star Marvin? That's Kenny's creamed corn on there, please.
Is it bad that I missed his drug dealing story?
So here's the story.
I like the story.
I am kindergarten, 5 years old. We share a common backyard. There's no divider.
You were 12,
and I can see. On their side of the yard is a tree, and this is true.
Just a tree, and obviously no barbecue.
And this is true. I'll never forget it. I may even get the dry heaves talking about it.
Great.
There is a bluish spotted egg at the bottom of the tree.
Oh damn!
And I literally am a little kid, and I literally think, they didn't find one. I'm thinking they had an Easter egg. And I swear to God. So I cross. There's no divide. It's all open. I go over and I look around and there's no one around. And I pick up the egg. And all of a sudden above my hair, like this fucking bird, mama, it's the mama. And I am convinced it's candy. And I like hit the jackpot. And I try to break it with my hand and I can't. I'm not strong enough. So then I tap it against the back of the tree, and it didn't break.
The back?
And I remember this is true. I can't believe I remember this so. I remember this so clearly. What, you want a beer?
No, I'm listening to your story.
So I want to feel the texture of the egg. So I take the tip of the egg and I
just the tip.
I take the tip of the egg and I want to tap my teeth to it. And I go like twice. I go, that. The whole fucking thing opens up. And everything that was inside the egg slid down my throat. And
you're a murderer.
The fucking mama bird is going crazy. I'll never forget that taste. and I am covered in like this bloody jelly bird placenta. Like it's all over me, dude. It's fucking like it's. I'm covered in blood. Like I'm covered in. I'm covered in this like bird placenta, and then the mama bird starts doing like kamikaze. And out of nowhere, I'm like, there's flies all over me.
Flies.
It's like
boring.
And I realized, like, I just ate your baby right in front of you.
Oh my God.
Like a wild fucking animal. And this is true. So Mrs. Carpenter, Karen Carpenter's mother, comes out and I'm freaking out. I 100% believe it was gonna grow inside me and come out of me like the movie Aliens. I thought I was gonna die. And I'm freaking out, crying. Mrs. Carpenter comes out and goes, didn't your mother ever tell you not to go on other people's property and pick things off the ground and eat it?
Oh, damn.
And I went, no. I said, no. And she goes, well, she should have. I swear to God. It's like, so I run across the yard. This is true. To my mother. She's in the kitchen cooking dinner. And I'm freaking out. I really think I'm going to die. I'm like, we need to go to the hospital. And I say, I tell my mother, I said, I just ate a bird. And she went,
I just ate a bird.
She goes, God damn it, Ronnie. I told you not to eat before dinner. You're going to ruin your appetite.
All right. So I it took me a minute to get on the Wi-Fi there, but I'm going to call bullshit.
No, go ahead.
Come on, foot.
Karen Carpenter was born in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay, New Haven.
Oh, no. So
I'm telling you, they were our next door neighbors at one point.
When were you five?
60 years ago.
When was I five? Well, I'm
like 1977, probably, right? 76, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
What year were you born, Ron?
I'm 50.
All right, okay. So you were born in 73.
So the Carpenter family moved to Downey, California. 11 years before you were born.
No, that's not what my father said. That's not what my father said, though.
It was just another skinny.
They brought their bird with them too.
My father said
there wasn't even an egg there.
It was just another skinny bitch you live next to.
I'm telling you, though, I ate that fucking egg.
But why did you think this whole time?
My point was, it was not the.
It wasn't the Carpenters. I tell you,
why this whole time did you think you were living next to the Carpenters?
Because that's what my father said.
Because we live beside the Carpenters in Connecticut.
We definitely totally ate that egg. So meanwhile, it was a guy who had a cabinetry making business, and he made things out of wood. That's what your dad meant.
Geppetto?
Yeah.
All right. Hell of a story there, Ron the waiter.
I'll never forget the taste of
we'll never get that.
Well, would you eat a robin's egg?
It was a blue spotted egg, and I really thought it was candy. And the fucking woman scolded me.
You'll never forget the taste of that egg, and unfortunately, we'll never forget that we just heard that story.
No. Look, John.
John Quartz from Philly. Enough of this palaver. Let's get this journey to 100 going. Damn it, are we on our way to $100?
$100.
$100.
$100.
Come in.
$100.
Get the Spanish King.
To the Spanish King. Scott, what did you bring us, brother?
I brought you some different ciders from our farm.
Sweeter.
Wait, Scott Watson brought some. You want to try some ciders?
I do. I'm bored of Guinness.
Yeah, we're bored of beer. It's stupid.
I don't like all this manly drinking.
Yeah,
let's get into that crap you brought.
All right, let me see.
Woo! And then maybe we'll
trip over the court.
We're going to work our way to what?
Whoa.
No!
He's that's good. Salad.
Dude.
I'm hit your head.
That's like all right. Backwards limbo.
That's his version of the limbo.
It's like bending over
that's
and walking under something.
Our setup in the basement of Gephardt's is it's
precarious.
Very. We're bouncing stuff on everything. We got a lot of duct tape, but Scott Watson brought some ciders. And then we're going to work our way to wine coolers, I think.
Oh, right? Yes. Some fuzzy navels.
Some fuzzy navels.
What you got? You got a little trail down there, bub?
I don't mind a good, stupid, lame-ass shot.
What did you have for lunch?
Fire.
Is it salad? Was it olive oil and vinegar in there? A couple of black olives?
Is that what you're smelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
Oh, bro.
I know. There was some red onion.
I know we have to sit close to each other.
Dude, there's provolone in there. Dude, there's a
keep going.
Okay, he had one of those hot peppers. Not a hot pepper, but a medium. Kind of sitting on top, maybe.
Wait, what are
towards the top half of the?
That is which one's
salad?
That?
Wait, tell us which ones we could have.
Am I passing this around or what am I doing?
No,
I'm good. I'm allergic to apples.
Is this the one you want us to drink, the Red Barn?
Yeah, so they're all Red Barn.
But is this the one? Oh, they're all the same?
They're all Red Barn. This was this.
Pita. Toasted pita on the side.
Are they all the same type of beer? ciders?
No, there's a couple different ones. We have rosé. We have black cherry.
Rosé? What is this?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go GAY, you might as well go all the way.
Honestly, you're not wrong. Right?
We have our rosé.
I ain't drinking a rosé.
Let's bring that picture back up on your phone.
Strawberry.
I'll go strawberry.
That's the second gayest thing you've ever said.
What was the first?
It was a tie for all the other ones.
Okay. Wait, what is this one?
Turn it.
This says Red Bond.
That's our blend of ciders.
So this is
our
the one
of apples.
This is the one I should do, right?
Well, they're all red.
Oh, wait, I'm allergic to apples.
Well, you're going to die now.
This is going to be funny.
Wait, did you boil them? How do they processed?
I thought you said they're red apples.
Yeah, huh? We're both
definitely boiled.
Are they boiled?
I don't know. I'm allergic to apples.
No, they're both allergic. They press them in.
What?
They're both allergic to apples.
You're allergic to unboiled apples?
Yes.
And you are too. What are the odds of that?
No, he's allergic to everything. Like, he might need an EpiPen just sitting here.
I have two within reaching.
He's got two.
Within your reach. We don't know where they are.
You're allergic to apples. Like,
you got to point them out.
What?
I ate one. Then this snake told me I was allergic to
apples.
I got to put clothes on and get out of the garden.
Well, my apple allergy is pretty lame. I'll just get the green apple splatters.
Cheers. Thanks for bringing. Thanks for bringing being the bringer. Anybody else want cheers, man?
It's a bit sour. It's a bit sour.
Enjoy your strawberry.
With a black cherry.
I'm going to try it.
Cheers. Sound effect.
Ooh, podcast sounds.
Oh, the strawberry is so me.
Hey, that's not bad. It's tart.
This strawberry is
you want to switch for a sec?
Yeah, try the strawberry.
Can you handle it?
Oh, these are
no, I got this one. Try that one.
What's the alcohol content?
What's wrong?
No. Try this one, though.
I tried that one. You did. That's you the one I got.
What's the alcohol content on this?
Probably 5.5. What is it?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Sometimes you can't read it in the deck.
Sometimes they're high.
Shit, it's rubbing off on me.
Which one you got there, Ron? The black cherry?
6.9.
I said 5.5. Look at this one.
What is it?
Which was that one?
It says 5.5.
Okay, this one's 6.9.
Nothing drains the energy from a room faster than a Ron story. That's Jennifer Ferris.
That's a good story, but it's a lot of sound effects.
It's not a good story. You talked right over
it. You destroyed life no reason.
You've had some good,
I will never forget that.
You've had some good stories, but first of all, you didn't live next to Karen Corbin.
That's what my father said.
Well,
he's a fat liar.
That's why they took his legs for lying.
Oh, man. Off with his leg.
Off.
Right. Comma.
Scott, what's the plug for this? Move in to the mic.
The Red Barn Cidery.
It's the Red Barn Cidery. Okay, this is where
Christmas trees come from.
This is where me and Matt got our Christmas trees. What town again?
In Congress.
In Congress, New York. They do a good job. They got bands. They got cider.
Food trucks.
They got the Christmas trees.
They got a bar with two beers in it.
No, we have all shit.
No, we.
Oh no, the other bar.
No, we.
Oh no, you went to the Last Chance Saloon.
Went to the Last Chance Saloon, and I asked the bartender what kind of beer you got. He said,
"We got both kinds.
We got two beers. We got beer and beer."
That was probably Stevie. He lives upstairs in that bar.
Stevie was cool as shit.
Yeah.
Out of respect, he was keeping his beer under the bar.
Yeah.
He was drinking the whole time, but he didn't want the patrons to see.
When he pours the beer, your beer's getting shaken.
He's a classy dude.
He was classy, right? It was all right.
I'd go back.
Sure.
We went to the Elks and had a few more beers.
This bar looks sweet. This is the basement.
But it is pretty damn cool.
I like it down here. It's a little hot, though. A little hot. The heat is blasting, right?
Nice cold beer every 5 minutes.
Can we get beer?
You can totally get some
beer. I didn't even want to
plug one back. But you're not wasting them by not opening them?
Yeah, because I'm not going to drink.
No, I love.
You're going to sell them on eBay.
I'll sell them on the corner.
I like them, but they're a little sweet. Ron, they're calling you a fraud.
About what?
Maybe on your story.
You know what?
We should go get a little robin egg and see if it's that bad.
I ate a bird.
I think it would be delicious, really.
No. Yeah, like balut.
Yeah, I think it would be delicious.
It was just like, it just
it tastes like an egg.
I can't even describe the taste. It was
yeah, but you were five. I don't remember shit from when I was five.
Fucking traumatized.
Do you remember anything from five?
Sure.
What do you remember from five?
Remember the girl who lived down the block?
All right.
Remember the? I remember her mother lived down the block.
Oh yeah, her mother was good too.
Remember blowing bubbles as a kid?
Oh, Jesus.
That's what she said.
That's how I learned.
Yeah, John Quartz. I think we said this, but it was an actual carpenter named Karen. Yes, yes, yes.
I want to talk to your manager.
Right, exactly. I mean,
my father did embellish stories, but I really did. He told me. He goes, we lived beside the carpenters. He really did. Like, it's not like I asked him. That was a story he told. We lived beside the carpenters.
Daddy, tell me another story.
The woman who scolded me, I thought that was her mother, but literally the woman didn't care about my safety. Who did your mother ever?
Yeah, because you're eating their baby bird eggs, dude.
What was the safety protocol?
Well, like because I just ate like raw chicken.
Yeah, the neighbor kid's gonna die in our backyard.
Have you ever seen
Rocky? Get out of here, you little shit!
You never saw Rocky?
Yeah, but you see, I know, but I could feel like the bird in it too. Like I felt it.
Yeah, it was the start of the bird.
Like
that's
yeah,
different.
That's
all you did was ate an egg.
It was like the bird was forming.
That's
it was bullet. Inside. It wasn't like
you ever heard of that dish? It's a Filipino.
It was
dish.
A fertilized egg. Like I could feel it. Like almost got stuck.
Trying to fly its way out.
An embryonic egg.
Yeah, and it's really good. Wait, explain this, Matt. There's an actual dish in the Philippines
called balut.
Yeah, it's like embryonic. Just near the hatching egg that you crack and you eat the feathers and the bones and all, and you chug it down. But it's good, but it doesn't seem like it. You have to do a shot of vodka or something. Don't you do a shot of vodka or something with it?
That's the snake.
Was it the snake?
Fuji up in Salzburg.
I don't know.
Mount Fuji in Salzburg?
Oh, we're being called the Basement Boys. First Tuesday in April. Cheers to the Basement Boys.
The Basement Boys.
Cheers. I got a strawberry.
I'm pretty sure there's a
cider
video out
or
there.
Something. I don't know. From Red Bond.
From Boston.
I'm pretty sure there's a video out there called Basement Boys. You know there is.
What were you doing in Brooklyn?
I was
what
in that
were
one
you doing
too.
In Brooklyn?
All right. That's where I got this shirt. I need an IPA. I need an IPA for real.
We
can get you one.
All right. Draw straws. Who's going up?
Ron.
Ron the waiter?
Well, it's your punishment for the fake story.
First of all, that's a real story. I ate a bird.
Half fake.
I ate a baby in front of its mother. I'm an animal.
So, which is why you need to go get there.
Dude, I told you, my father really just told me we live beside
a country. IPA.
So what?
Yeah, go IPA for me.
I'm not going to remember all this.
Yeah, well, can't
remember IPA?
Yeah.
Three letters.
Okay. Get an IPA. Get some IPAs, Ron.
I'm saying how many?
Just get them. Just get a few IPAs.
Get them. Bring them down on a tray. Put on a bow tie.
All right, so Ron's getting the IPAs. Ron, you want to play coolest thing you did since the last Get Fots live stream?
What does that mean?
I'm putting it out there to anyone.
It's a game.
Coolest thing you did in the last 2 weeks. I got everyone beat.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. That's why I want
to
play.
Had nothing to do with the tranny.
That's why I want to play, because I know I'll beat all of you.
I'm kind of the shocker you got in Jackson Heights.
You want
Heights.
Me to get the beer first?
Yeah.
And then, Rise.
Allagash.
Welcome to Jackson Heights, motherfucker.
Pilsner.
And take a look at the ABV. Adam knows.
I will only get a Pilsner if you tell me you believe that I
live in
Caracas.
You don't
do what? Pilsner? IPA.
IPA.
Okay. Isn't this entertaining, folks?
Dude, did you have like a seaweed egg salad sandwich?
Wait.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work what he says.
Thank you. Yeah, you have the bad breath, not the Watson.
Yeah.
Don't suck
it, bitch.
When we do these live streams, I know we have to sit on top of each other. I scrub my teeth like a lunatic. Didn't you brush your teeth? I brush my teeth every Tuesday.
I've never had a cavity in my life.
Brush my teeth every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. What day is
you
it?
Never been
Tuesday.
Caught with
all right,
a cavity.
I'm good.
That's probably what it is.
You never had a cavity?
Never got caught with one.
Oh, yeah. No.
All right, Ryan.
No.
We don't have to see your mouth.
Come close. I get
why don't you have any cavities?
All right, what's our order?
All right, go. Just go.
He doesn't remember. He's
just
trying
go.
To, trying to remember it.
Are you in the
IPA?
Are you in the coolest thing you did in the last 2 weeks game?
Well, you already said that you have a speed, so
we should change his name to Ron, which is
maybe I'm bluffing. Maybe I'm bluffing.
I'm a Canadian.
Long story.
I got high in Pennsylvania.
You got high in Pennsylvania.
Sure. Yeah.
At a dead show?
No, I just went down there.
All right.
We got to put him back in the murder room.
Ron the dead waiter.
For the baseball fans. Ron is a human rain delay.
Hulk! Hulk!
Not quite a train.
Call Hulk. Yeah. Everybody gets one. Yeah.
In case he needs it.
Ron is a human rain delay. Why does he come here with the fake stories? He's just fun to hang out with. And then he's got fake stories. Like, who cares? He ate his stupid bird egg.
Baby bird.
Why is it on me?
I guarantee it was a cat.
Oh, wait. Right? What's the Matt thing? Matt, where did you discover Ron? Yeah.
Nothing to do with his character.
It's all Opie.
What? What do you mean? It's me.
It's your fault.
You brought his ass here.
Oh, damn. Harry lived next to Elvis. Nice. Harry lived next to Elvis. Who do you live next to?
I don't know. I mean, I know my neighbors, but I live next you guys don't. Nobody else does.
I live next to a family that couldn't have kids, and they would look out the window, and our driveway was right there where we played the –
they would just watch you?
We played our hockey on the driveway, basketball, riding our bikes.
Ron's story better.
And the dogs running around, and they would just look out the window and just kind of stare and – be sad.
Oh man, you can always adopt.
That's a true story. No, man, it come from a time you didn't adopt. Cheers.
Well, I mean,
adoption's good now.
Take one, but don't take your neighbor's kids. They'll find out.
And also, I went to school with Nunzio, the little Guido from wrestling.
And also, you didn't freeze your eggs when we were growing up. Didn't freeze them.
Oh yeah, you actually might.
What?
I'm reading Jen's comment.
I went to an erotic museum in Amsterdam. Do I win?
Oh, this week?
Oh, you want to see the pictures?
Do you win? No, I'm gonna. No, I think my story's better.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, maybe she could talk more about this museum.
Yeah, you got to give us like the coolest.
Just
thing.
Just going there is one thing.
Yeah, man. What'd you see at the erotic museum in Amsterdam?
I bet they had that bike with the dildo on it.
There's a bike with a dildo on it
in Amsterdam. Yeah, and when you pedal, it moves.
We're so ahead, Red. Yeah.
Bang bang, bang bang.
Yada yada.
Tommy, another guy, 68, never had a cavity. What the?
I had one.
You guys actually brushed your teeth growing up?
Some of them. I had one cavity, and then I broke that tooth.
Yeah.
Eating a slice of pizza.
Eating a slice of pizza?
Yeah, it was meant for breakage.
Oh, look at that. Oh, okay. Can we show that?
Oh, she went.
I don't know.
Oh, she posted that.
I wouldn't show it.
Yeah, she didn't post it.
She.
A lot of cocks.
Jennifer Furst just sent us a picture.
It helps you put it the other way. The other way.
I know the other way. I can't
there's
show
no,
it.
We're looking
there's
at
a lot
it.
Of
we're
corks in here.
It's literally
a lot of corks.
Wait. Now you can show it.
Yeah, I think we could show
if
it.
If you take off the top part.
All right, we got to work together. We got to work
called?
Together.
What's that part called?
Well, that's called.
Right, let me put my fingers on it.
I got it. All right.
The frenulum.
We could show it if we do it this way.
Well, now they know.
Did it block her?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. No, she doesn't want to be blocked.
Some cock blocks.
All right, we can show it this way. I got to be very careful. Oh, my God. What happened? No, now it's two pictures.
Oh, wait, now they're doubling it up.
Wait, why did they double it up?
All right. We can do that.
Double dicks.
I'm panicking. Woo. I'm panicking.
I'm getting horny.
Panicking. All right.
This is how they did special effects in the old days, kids.
Imagine if you had two heads for that.
Oh.
That's what she said.
I think that makes it legal.
Yeah.
All right. 6 foot. 6 foot tall. In Amsterdam.
There's your other chair.
Oh, damn. A chair with, a little extra part.
Little gas motor next to it.
Diesel.
That's the Jim Norton chair.
Likes a lot of balls.
Bob Lord. Yo, bro, can you open my package so I could go to bed? I'm sick, I tell you. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, Bob Lord sent a package. We love doing unboxings here. Sure, we'll do that.
I'm gonna get the package first.
He's getting the package. On, sorry, Bob. Nice. Sorry about that. Oh, Ron, the waiter's back with a tray and everything.
Ron was like a waiter.
Jennifer
like
Furst, welcome
waiter.
Back.
Okay, what do you have? The allegation right there.
This one?
Yes. Pilsner.
That's Littlefoot.
This
that's,
is the Pilsner?
Yes.
That's for Littlefoot, right? Yes.
And this one's Oaks.
Thank you, Ron.
You have this the one? Small glass, right?
Yeah, I go that's small you. Glass. Ron knows. Cheers.
Matt. You.
I like the Red Barn stuff, Scott, but I can't drink a lot of it.
No, it's
a sipper.
It's a sipping cider, is that what you're saying?
What's that?
It's a sipping cider.
Yeah.
It's a sipper. So who's in the coolest thing you did in the last 2 weeks game? Oh, Ron, you're in, right?
I know, but I don't want to go first.
Well, it's your turn.
No, I just got the bids. I can't do everything.
I'm confident.
No, we've gone around the horn.
No,
it's your turn.
We got to slow the show down.
So far, he went to Pennsylvania and got high in the woods or something.
That's oh, really? You did
well, no, on the street.
On the street?
Well, I was in New Hope. I was just hanging out.
Oh, New Hope rules.
Yes.
That's the only thing you're supposed to do in New Hope. All right, we got a package.
I was not anywhere near Baltimore.
Tomato goes to New Hope.
New Hope rules.
Thanks.
All right.
Come on, I'm going to do it. Your mom's box.
That's not safe.
If you stamp Ron, he sounds like a deflated balloon.
I actually play off the scene.
And I don't trust anyone that has never had a cavity. That's just fucking, that's just weird.
I don't believe that one either.
Apparently sperm keeps
you. No, good. I'm not looking in your mouth.
I want you to get your flashlight and get in my mouth right now.
In your mouth.
All right, this is
all about flashlights.
Put your flashlight in my mouth. Got a note? Oof. In my mouth. Oh, damn. What'd we get?
Is that jelly?
No, man. Homemade maple syrup.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of sugar.
Obi, no, what's the ratio?
Shady maple. What does that say? Half acre?
Is it from Vermont?
Or hey, fucker?
Oh, my God. No, thank you, Bob Lord. Thank you.
Can we get a dip? Can we get just a little taste?
Do you remember the ratio?
Yeah, open it up. We'll
maple
dip.
Maple syrup to water.
But I'm gonna
maple syrup.
Wait, how do we do this? Because I want to put it on my pancakes tomorrow. I don't want Ron's fingers in my maple syrup.
So we gotta dump it in his mouth.
He's gonna get a cavity.
No. Obi, let me do it once. That way I won't double dip.
No, can we put in some else?
No, let's pour it on him. All right, lay your head on the table. We'll dump it.
Oh, wait.
I've got a vessel for him.
Ron,
we're gonna dip our you know what's in it. Help!
Oh, little old Canada. Thanks for the copyright strike. Boy, thank you.
Scrooge.
Watch out. There's no copyright in Canada.
Can I show you a trick?
Yeah, trick it up.
Watch this. By the way, at home, when you can't open this, watch this. You go.
It's not going to work.
Like it's not a baby.
All over again.
Oh, it worked. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, damn. He's right.
All right.
I believe him about the carpenters. I believe him about the carpenters.
You see?
Can I
don't really have much of an aroma, though, does it?
No, you need a spoon.
Smell that.
Well, get a spoon.
That is insane. That's insane.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
I want this in a beer.
It's like Aunt Jemima melt.
I just want
Oh, my God. Here, a little more about that, right?
Mm, it's almost smoky.
A little smoky. Oh, that's insane.
What are you doing?
That was yours. Yeah, that's yours.
No, because I'm going to give this to my family, so I don't want Ron's
keep our
hairy
out of it.
I don't want Ron's hairy knuckles in this thing. All right, we're getting a little vest. Oh, my God, it's all over my hands.
It's antibacterial soap right there.
I got a note.
And a note. Oh, it's all sticky, this note.
Dear Opie.
Hey, Greg. Damn, with two G's. He spelled my name right. Here's the syrup for you and the guys to enjoy. Hope you enjoy it. Bob and Tracy Lord. Bob, you fucking rule. From North.
Awesome.
Can I say where you're from? Connecticut. I'll say Connecticut. P.S. I left my address so you will be able to
find the carpenters.
Send me a couple Gephardt's Frosty mugs.
Oh,
do you have Gephardt's Frosty mugs? All right. We'll try to send you something.
Send you something.
Yeah, we'll send you something. I don't know what, but yeah. Thank you.
But now we need to get.
See, this guy, if you were really good, you would play Pour Some Sugar on Me. But
that's copyright strikes, Ron.
Can't do that. That's
a trigger warning for me. That was my wedding song back
then. Oh, don't do that.
Wait, your wedding song was Pour Some Sugar on Me?
All right, in truth, it was the cutting of the cake song.
Are you still married?
No.
Uh-huh.
That's why. See?
Oh my
God. Kids, don't
wait a minute.
Jeff Leppard.
Hold on. So you played that to cut the cake. So what was your wedding song?
Yeah, what was your wedding song?
It was a song.
You don't remember?
By the Alarm.
Oh.
The Alarm.
Which I love The Alarm. Which one did you?
Rain
in the Summertime?
No.
Oh, hell
sing
yeah.
It. Like,
I can't remember.
Right, everyone...
You want the big one, don't you?
Well, it's got balls. You got one to Ron. There you go, Ron.
Ron,
hmm.
You get one. You get one.
Here goes your teeth.
Oh, man, that's good.
If you do that noise, that's
Ron,
so bad.
What the hell,
oh, man.
Why'd you do that?
Why are you doing it? You're still doing it.
I didn't
know I had a problem with that, dude.
That's how you...
I have no desire.
I'm about to eat. I'm about to have dinner.
I have no desire to do this now.
Yeah, but you have to...
You don't
tell me how to eat my maple.
Wait,
stop talking!
It's smoky.
Is it smoky?
That's perfect.
Is it from Vermont, though?
What is it, maple?
It's really nice.
I've had better.
It's like a smoky maple.
Hey, I'm kidding.
This shit's great.
This is amazing.
I tapped that.
Very good.
That's amazing. I can double.
That's what it's like.
I can double dip, right? Because it's mine.
You can't double yours. It's his.
No double dip.
I think we should all double dip at the same time.
I really want to bring it home. So no double dip.
How'd you get the ladle?
Woo! No double dip.
Whoa, my knee hurts.
Oh, shit.
That's dangerous.
Smoky.
That's, right, do this. Go.
You leave that here.
No, I'm not doing that.
You want it?
No. You know what? I did. I went to a distillery.
Dump it on your family and bring it back.
I had root beer.
Wait, say it again. It's the mic.
I went to a distillery down in New Hope, and they had root beer moonshine.
Root beer moonshine. Wow, that sounds like.
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Like, what'd they do?
It's a moonshine with molasses, I guess, or whatever. I mean, it wasn't until I'd finished the bottle did I really feel it. And you're not supposed to finish the 700-milliliter bottle.
Wait, did you feel it? Like you felt the booze after you finished it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I got a high tolerance for shine, so it...
no one has a high tolerance for shine.
That's an oxymoron. What, are you crazy?
Yeah, I have a friend, Fred.
Yes.
When we were in college, and he was in my fraternity, he would take the detour back to Geneseo to get the moonshine in the middle of the woods. And we would make punch out of that. Holy
crap!
Is that called honky punch? It was brutal. It was
like, so what's fair is fair is I'm going to call bullshit on you.
That was
there's
awesome.
No way you can a bottle of moonshine. No, what do you mean?
Yes, but it was four APV. It's really for lightweights.
Wait, it was
what was
four
alcohol content?
What was alcohol?
You just said 4%.
How is that? It can't be. It was like a different thing.
Like Matt doesn't have a 4%.
Have you ever
in the
done
whole
moonshine
joint
where you take a sip and you can't breathe?
Yeah, no, this wasn't. This wasn't.
Like you literally can't breathe.
It's modern day moonshine.
This is the best question we're gonna get today. What the f you guys doing?
No idea.
Being retarded.
Yeah, exactly. All right, coolest thing you did in 2 weeks. You have
what,
one?
What?
Go on, you
know. Coolest thing you did the last 2 weeks since we all got together. Well,
I got to look at my history.
All right, Ron. Ron, it's down to me and you. I'll go first.
Go.
I pet a penguin.
What? That doesn't count.
Why doesn't that count? Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.